Now, police in Uganda briefly arrest the country's opposition candidate, Kizza Besigye, and fire tear gas at his supporters as initial results from the presidential runoff put incumbent Yoweri Museveni on the lead. Press TV's Daniel Arab Moy reports.
Uganda's top presidential challenger Kizza Besigye was arrested for a third time in a week as the chaotic elections stretched into a second day. The unrest came as Uganda's Electoral Commission released preliminary results showing incumbent President Yoweri Museveni in the lead. Police surrounded the Forum for Democratic Change headquarters in the capital Kampala, forcing their way through the gate, firing tear gas at crowds of opposition supporters. Police also used water cannon to break up the demonstrations. According to the police, Besigye was arrested as he attempted to publish his tally results, a move the commission says is against the law.
If he was trying to make an announcement, he should know the status of the law. He's a Ugandan who's not living on another planet. So let him answer for his lack of respect for the position of the law.
The government spokesman says authorities will not allow the opposition to destabilize the country during election period.
Kizza Besigye is giving an impression that leaders must behave above the law. Kizza Besigye is not behaving any different from people who usually apply mob justice. So Kizza Besigye should know, and Ugandans should know, that the people who aspire to leaders must first and foremost themselves respect the laws.
Opposition leaders, however, have accused the government of trying to silence their voice using the military and the police.
Uganda's Independent Electoral Commission is releasing the results at its National Tally Center in central Kampala, with the chairman of the commission expected to release the final results and declare the winner of the 2016 presidential elections on February 20th. Daniel Arab Moy, Press TV, Kampala, Uganda.